Blog Talk Radio.
What the world needs now is love, sweet love. It's the only thing that there's just too little love. But what the world needs now. But for everyone, Lord, we don't need another mountain. There are mountains and a hillside enough to climb. There are oceans and rivers enough to cross, enough to last till the end of time. What the world. The world needs now is love, sweet love. No, not just for some, but for everyone. Lord, we don't need another meadow. There are cornfields and wheat fields enough to grow. There are sunbeams and moonbeams enough to shine. Oh, listen, Lord, if you want to know.
Of Jasari's Love, the Jasari's Love Show. I just want to thank you so much for being part of the listening audience of the Home Base 101 blog talk platform created by my wonderful husband of 29 years, Baba Sultan Jahi. I am so honored to be here today. I want to stop a moment just to give my creator thanks. Just want to say thank you for giving me another day to be able to be on this air, to be able to share with people love, Jasari's love, audacious love, a deep, deep love, a love for mankind, a love for humanity, a love for every creature that's on this earth, some that we understand and some that, like the spider, kind of gets on our nerves sometimes, right? Or maybe a big old fly came in just when you were ready to sit down and have a good meal. That could be rather annoying. But all in all, it's all about love. It's been, you know, a pretty intense week coming through. Again, you want to keep my partner, Miss Victoria Falk, in prayer. You know, whenever we lose a loved one, it's truly a test of who we are, a test of our love for the Creator, actually. And we deeply miss those people that transition on to the next level of cycle in life, whether it is our parents, in her case she lost her dad, or whether it's someone else that you lose. I lost my dad in 1989, so I know how she feels. That feeling never really leaves you. Well, it didn't leave me anyway. I always, always think about my dad, and I always, always have moments that I truly, truly miss him. So, you know, if there's somebody out there and you've lost someone dear to you, we want to take that moment to sit out a prayer of love for you and let you know that we understand and the love is there for you. And one of the suggestions that I do have, if you were blessed, you can find those good moments in that person's life that you share with them, even if it was one time, embellish that and keep that close to your heart. Some of us have more good moments than others. And, you know, remember those good things. Remember those good things. Okay, all right, then. Again, welcome to the Jasari's Love Show. And as Dionne Warwick so eloquently said, what the world needs now is love, sweet love. And, you know, we can always find ways to share our love, show our love, and just be loving. And as so many of the great ones speak, such as Dr. Wayne Dyer and Dr. Deepak Chopra speak, and Ayanna Van Zanna, I really like listening to and reading those different people. It is taking a moment to be loving, really, just taking a moment to show that gratitude. A lot of times they talk about just be. And I want everybody, wherever you are right now, if you can possibly just be, if you can stop doing two things at one time, I know some of you may be on your jobs, go back and get this here in the archives. That's why we do, you know, we have these things archived. Just be in the moment. You know, I know so many people, they feel so important. They're constantly rushing off to do this and rat race to do that. And I have a couple of people, they're always bragging about how they're doing three things at the exact same time. I've never seen them really accomplish all three things, you know, to the point where they were done really well. There's always something not done well. And really, you know, for those of you who are taking care of the elderly, someone that may have a challenge, disability, or a child. It could be a perfectly healthy child. Let's stop the foolishness of trying to do three things at one time. Give that person your undivided attention. Give what you're doing your undivided attention. You know, I'm pretty sure, well, I wasn't there, I don't know, but I think that, you know, as a creator created things, I think he gave a lot of things his undivided attention. When you look at the detail of the human body, there's some pretty much attention being given there. You know, those lungs are right in place. Whoop, there go your lungs. There's that liver. There's that spleen. There's that colon. There's that heart. Oh, make sure you got those two ears, nose, eyes, specific colors, specific distance between the eyes and the ears, and the nose that make you look different from me, even though we may be the exact same height, same weight, we're born the exact same day. There's something about us that makes us different. Some time and energy was put into that. So let's make an agreement. Is that okay for me to ask you that? May I have permission to just ask you? And as a matter of fact, I'm going to ask permission to kind of really just speak, you know, my heart and my mind. I hope you give me that permission. I'm going to ask that for every last one of these Jasari Love Shows, because I'm going to be going into some things that most people don't want to talk about. And a lot of people want to run from. And we need to talk about these things. It's 2016. If we can't talk about it in 2016, I don't know when it's going to be talked about. But for today, the topic is not going to be as deep or as heavy as some of the things I plan on going into. Recently, you know, I shared with you all that I looked at the war room. And I believe that this can be used regardless to what your faith is. I do believe that if you have a faith in something, whether you are Islamic or Catholic or, you know, whatever you are, I think that this movie can be helpful to you. You pretty much can take that doctrine that you have, whether it's Islamic or it's Christian or it's Buddhism, and go find your war room. Go find your room to sit in and seriously, seriously talk to your Creator and have some prayers. And go inside yourself and make some corrections in who you are. And that can start with each one of us in taking time of being in the moment. Again, trying to do two things at one time, trying to cook and listen to this here, trying to type and listen to this here, trying to get your homework done and listen to this here. You're missing something. You either got the homework paragraph on your brain or you're hearing a word or two that I say, and believe me, somewhere along the line, you're not getting the whole message from either one. You're getting a little piece of this, piece of that, which means you have confusion, okay? So I'm recommending this movie, The War Room. It came out, I think it was in the fall of 2015. Pretty sure it was, as a matter of fact. And it's probably this out on DVD. You probably could purchase it. Get the movie. See it for yourself. Look at it a couple times and see how it can help you, regardless to what your particular religion is. And if you don't have a religion, that's probably great. Just whatever your belief system is, without all the isms and all of that, what your relationship is with God. The War Room puts you in a system that allows you to quiet down, settle down, and put things in order in your life. That's what the War Room does. And if you're having problems with people in your life, whether it's a marriage problem or a daughter problem or a son problem or a job problem, really asking your Creator to help you through that situation. I'm not going to go into the story. I think you're going to enjoy just seeing it for yourself. Be open-minded, but pay attention to detail. And look at it probably 2 to 3 times at least so you can really, really, really get the benefit of what it's about. Okay? The second one, I can give you more information on it. It's a DVD for sure. My husband brought it home. I'm so glad he found it in the free section at Braswell Memorial Library here in North Carolina. And it is a DVD called The Shift, S-H-I-F-T, The Shift. And it's starring the great and wonderful Dr. Wayne W. Dyer, D-Y-E-R. I just love to hear, read, and listen to Dr. Wayne Dyer. I've been listening to him for years. I first saw him, like probably a lot of people, on PBS TV. Well, we call it PBS up in Baltimore, but it's public TV. And, you know, so they're trying to raise money for this, that, and the other. But I really, 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 really got a lot out of listening to that and looking at his specific information. I get a lot out of that. And so, excuse me, I want to take a moment to kind of share that with you. My husband came in, and he's making a little bit of noise, so I hope I had to change areas. But anyway, okay. So this is it's starring Dr. Wayne W. Dyer. It's directed by Michael Gorgian. And that one is about the lives of several people who they have to let go of their ego, E-G-O, let go of the ego, and also let go of all the fear. And the fear really stands for false evidence appearing to be real, okay? And it's causing or blocking their authentic selves. Who are they really? Who are you really? You know, a lot of people, they stick their chest out. I am this. I am an electrician. I am a lawyer. I am wealthy. I am, oh, goodness gracious, so you are. Great, great, great. At the moment, you're not able to practice law. The moment they're not actually practice being a dental hygienist, the moment they're not able to be what they've built themselves up to be for the past 5, 7, oh my heavens, be 21 years, then they don't feel as though they're anybody. You know, in the last 20 years, jobs are closing down quickly, fast, unbelievable. You've got to be quick, jump on your feet, and choose to do several different things And none of those things are probably, you know, who you are. And unfortunately for most people, they're not even their passion. It is really important to stop and get still. And stop this foolishness about, I can't keep still. Lady, I've got ADH. Yeah, well, guess what? If you look back 50 years ago, somebody had no ADH, all these different things with labels that you are allowing someone to give you. Just calm down. Pay attention to what you eat and drink. 9 times out of 10, you have eaten something that's got you all hyped up. That third cup of coffee probably did it. Actually, it was probably the first cup of coffee that did it. And, you know, I've drank coffee, so I know what it can do to the system. And it's also other foods, very sugary foods that get you all hyped up and energized. And you think that doing a lot of things make you feel important. And why is it so important to feel important? Hey, well, look at the shift. And Dr. Dwayne Dyer, who is a professional in this area, he can go into more detail as to why we allow the ego to take control of our lives, why we allow fear to stomp and stunt our growth, why we allow ego to make us think that because we're a doctor, a dentist, that we're the chief of something, that makes us who we are, when actually, if you take all that away, we are someone special. God created each of us to be special, unique, and different. And there are some other gifts and things inside of you. If you bring and pull them out, then you'll find that there's a whole lot more to you than the job that you're working right now that makes you feel sometimes that you're of great importance. And then there are times, because you're always being judged, that you may feel like, you know, wow, they made me feel bad. They made me feel as though I was not worthy. They made me feel as though I didn't do a good job. See what I'm saying? See, so it can go either way. They can build you up and they can strip you down. But if you keep even keel and you know that, hey, the job is not me, this is something that I do to make a living. And you do it to the best of your ability. You do it based on, you know, how well you've been trained to do it. And then you take it a step further. But it's not who you actually are. So I wanted to share those two movies with you. A little bit more about the movie with Dr. Wayne Dyer is that he has talked about the lives of several people that have to learn how to let go. There is a man in the movie. You will see him and what he's going through. And there are two couples, and then there are other people kind of on the perimeter. You can kind of check into their story also. I looked at it last night, and I plan on looking at it again today so that I can pick up on a couple of more things that he alludes to. And one of the things that's so good about Dr. Wayne Dyer is that he always gives references to other books that he's read and he studied that helped him along his path of being who he is today. Just someone who, you know, he's explored the spiritual journey from ambition to meaning. The powerful shift from ego drugs that we're taught early in life by parents and society, which promote achievement and accumulation, are shown in contrast to a life of meaning, focusing on serving and giving back. So it's a lot that's going on in everyone's life. And I think that everyone needs to know that your life is meaningful. And it's very important, as we talk about, you know, what the world needs now is love, sweet love. Children, too. People, let's try to look at this shift and including it, how are we treating children? Dr. Wayne Dyer even talks about that. And believe it or not, a lot of my self-development classes, even Tony Robbins talked about it. You know, we have these beliefs when we have children that we're supposed to control them. They want to jump off the stair. We're just about to have a fit. Oh, don't jump off the stairs. You're going to fall and hurt yourself. We need them to express themselves. No, we don't need a 3-year-old trying to jump off of, you know, 15 stairs. But if a 3-year-old could jump off of 2 steps, and land pretty safely and probably become some type of acrobat or something. But because you're going to scare him half to death, he's not going to jump at all. And I'm saying this because I used to allow my grandson to jump off of 7 steps. He was like 5. But once I saw that he could easily jump off of 3, 4, 5, I knew that he knew what he was doing. He said, this one is crazy. No, I'm not crazy. We have so much fear that we have that we want to block other people. But we've got to stop doing that within reason. You don't want anybody to do anything that truly is dangerous. But pay attention and you'll see, you know, that they know what they're doing. It amazes me when you look at guys on a basketball court, any guy on a basketball court or a young lady, throw that ball across the court and they can judge the distance to know that it's going to go in. It is a geometric thing that happens in their brain automatically after, you know, being on the court for a while. They can see it, feel it, the distance. It's the same thing when they go to jump off the stairs. They can eventually, after they jump off their first stair, their second, third, fourth, fifth, they kind of see, okay, if I jump, if I go up this high, I got to jump out that far. I actually watched my grandson calculate that several times. And his brain went up, and I could see him calculating. I could also see him step down a step or two, and he realized, this is going to be a little bit too far, too high. I don't want to jump from this height because the wall is too close. I remember him in his apartment complex about to jump, and he realized that he couldn't jump as high because he didn't have as far to land, enough space lengthwise, widthwise, to land safely. See, these little children are much more intelligent than what we give them in the opportunity to be, because our egos and our fear, false evidence appearing to be real, is blocking everything for everybody. So I want to kind of pull this together today as to what I'm sharing with you, and that is putting a shift in your life by, first of all, paying attention to how often you can keep still and be quiet. Not everyone around you, but you. How often can you just keep still, be quiet? Can you sit on the edge of your bed for a few minutes? Just be quiet and still. Don't do anything. See if you can do that for 3 minutes. And then at some point, maybe later on the same day, see if you can do it for 5 minutes. And if you can sustain that for 5 minutes every day for a week, I believe that you're going to have some progress. And I would say for the second week, see if you can sustain it for 7 minutes, just sitting quietly, keeping still. Sitting quietly and keeping still. To go into that is perfectly okay to have a prayer. I have a beautiful one that my husband gave to me, and you may or may not want to use it. If you're interested in the prayer, I can email it out to you. I'll give you my email address and just ask me for the prayer. I found it to be absolutely beautiful. But choose what you want to do, but think about it for a minute. How is it going to hurt you to just be still? Sit still or stand still? Keep still. Well, lay still. You want to lay in your bed, but still fall asleep for 3 minutes. And during those 3 minutes, you can go into it with a prayer. You can go into it by just breathing through your nose, breathe in, blow it out through your nose. And just do that. For those of you who have taken a few minutes to look at Deepak, right on YouTube, he has the most awesome, very, very short meditation series. When I do Deepak's meditation, I actually keep my eyes open because I like the pictures. You know, I'm relaxed enough to do it with my eyes closed open, but I love the pictures. So I look at the video while I'm doing my meditation, and I'm saying so hum. I'm saying the different words that he gives us to say. And it really has given me a lot of balance in my life. I'm grateful because in my life, my family had a lot of balance. We were not a heavy praying family. We were a heavy loving family. I will tell you, we demonstrated love more than we did. Well, a lot of people do, pray all day and night, and then don't demonstrate anything, always ready to kick somebody, yell at somebody. I did not come from a yelling, screaming household. My parents, they were just wonderful. Mrs. Edith Williams, who's still alive, by the way, she's 89, and my father, who died, passed away in 1989, transitioned. Very loving man, extremely loving, patient. Our family enjoyed meals together, and I told you in the past, my father was an awesome, awesome in-house painter. He painted fabulous murals and beautiful colors, and all of that was very loving. Our holidays were not spent so much in what we received as much as it was the meals and time and conversation together. We ate dinner together every day. We did not have breakfast with my father Monday through Friday, but we had breakfast Saturday and Sunday as an entire family. Breakfast Monday through Friday consisted of my brothers, which is four of them, and my sister, one sister. We had breakfast together with my mother before we went out to school. What I'm trying to show you is there are a lot of different ways of expressing love. It's not so much what you say, it's what you do. Being less argumentative. The war room would help you with that, and so will the shift. I see so many people acting out the scenes on these TV shows, you know, hands in the air, hands on the hips, eyes going around their head, and this crosses color lines. Just being nasty, nasty words coming out of their mouths. How do we expect to have peace if there's no peace in the home, in the community, in the stores that we shop in? So there was a misunderstanding in the store. It's something you want to get. Do we have to be ugly and mean when we're trying to express our dissatisfaction? How about just giving the person the fact? The fact plan didn't work, and I want to have my money back. And then, you know, you go even further. You can also write the company and get it back. I'm just saying there are ways of doing everything. And so we want to have that love in our life. I'm going to give you my email, and that is jasarislove@gmail.com. And you said, well, how do you spell that? Just sorry. J is in joy. A is in air. S is in sun. A is in air. R as in way. I as in island. I. S as in sun. S as in love. OVE@gmail.com. JasarisLove@gmail.com. J as in joy, A as in air, S as in sun, A as in air, R as in ray, I as in island, S as in sun, the word love, LOVE, @gmail.com. Yeah, that's what the world needs now. Love, sweet love. Go check out the videos. The War Room, and the other one is called The Shift, starring Dr. Wayne Dyer. Very good videos. The other one about Dr. Dyer, you can find it, no problem. Also, don't forget to find a few minutes to keep still. Look up Deepak, D-E-E-P-A-K, Chopra. You know, you find them. Another one is Soulful Sundays with the Oprah and Deepak. I'm just trying to show you how to have more love, more peace, and more calmness in your life. It's a choice. If you like chaos and confusion, knock yourself out personally. I like it when I'm on the dance floor. You know, we can dance. We can jump up and down, make noise when I'm in dancing theater, when I'm out at a big event. It's okay with me. But really, as I'm going to different places, as in my home, I love peace. I mean, I play my soul music, I dance, but there is still peace. There are moments when I sit quietly and I relax and I meditate. And every day I thank my Creator for every moment. I'm thankful for this good water that I'm able to drink. I pray that it's good as far as I know. And I pray for the folks in Flint, Michigan, that they will get better water. Hey, what the world needs now is love, sweet love. This is Cynthia Jahi of Jasari's Love. Tune in Sunday for Baba Jahi, Home-Based Business 101. And Miss Victoria Falk, she'll be back on Monday at 3. Mondays at 3, Thursdays at 3, Fridays at 3. Cynthia Jahi of Jasari's Love. It's an honor.